Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Jeremy. I'm so glad to be with you and sharing a little bit. I hope you're all doing well. So let me ask you, have you ever said something and as the words were coming out of your mouth, you wish you could put them right back in? Sometime it might be a joke or maybe something you shouldn't have said. Maybe it was something that was hurtful or just an unintentional comment that slipped out. Now, whatever the reason, our words matter. They matter to the people around us. And of course, Jesus teaches us how important our words are. Jesus tells us in Matthew 12:34 that the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. And so when we understand our words are a reflection of our hearts, our use of language sure changes. I remember thinking in junior high school, cussing was pretty cool. Yeah, they said words in movies, and I saw older kids that would cuss, and I looked up to them. And so I thought, cussing must be needed. Fortunately, I had some great junior high leaders who helped me realize my words and my heart were tied together. They lived and spoke in a manner that did not reflect vipers, but reflected Jesus. When we take time to walk with Jesus, we say, oh, what's stored up in our heart flows out of our mouths. So here's the question I want you to think about for a moment. What's stored up in your heart? I spoke to a friend the other day who told me how he came down on his son too harshly. And as we talked, he talked about how he was raised in the same way and he didn't like it. He didn't mean for the words that he was using to cut his son deeply, but they did. In that moment, the hurt he had from his childhood came out on his son. Of course, the same day, I also witnessed a few people enjoying the bond of friendship. And I watched their encouragement build each other up in a way that honored Jesus. So once again, what's stored up in your heart? Is there something you might need to confess and let go of? Maybe there's something that you need to weed out that has taken root that shouldn't be there. Or think of the other side. What's something you need a little more of? What fills your heart up with love and grace that you say, okay, can I have a little more of that? All of these things matter, and I want to encourage you to take a few minutes today to think about your answers. Where you need help, definitely go to God. He loves you. And we're here as well. Just let us know, and we're happy to talk and pray. Thanks for listening. I hope God fills you up with grace and love, and that flows from you to everyone else you see today.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.